All right, folks, welcome back to Stress is Training, your daily dose of hard-hitting truth about masculinity and resilience. I'm Colt Harrison, your host, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with grit, grace, and a whole lot of action. Today, we're diving deep into something incredibly powerful, creating a self-care plan that incorporates physical activity. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, Colt, isn't that just another fitness podcast? Stick around, because this is different. We're not talking about cookie-cutter routines or pushing yourself to the brink of exhaustion. This is about finding a sustainable rhythm, a movement practice that nourishes your body, mind, and soul, and honestly, makes you feel damn good. Ever felt like life is constantly demanding something from you? Like there's this endless list of to-dos and responsibilities that leave you feeling drained and depleted. Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. We live in a world that glorifies hustle and grind, pushing us to be more, do more, achieve more. But what about taking care of ourselves? What about giving our bodies and minds the rest and rejuvenation they crave? Physical activity isn't just about building muscle or getting ripped, it's about reclaiming your energy, boosting your mood, and cultivating a sense of inner strength that radiates outwards. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put stale gas in your car and expect it to run smoothly, would you? So why treat your body any differently? Alright, here are 5 key takeaways to build a self-care plan that incorporates physical activity, and trust me, these aren't your typical gym bro tips. 1. Listen to your body. This might sound obvious, but it's crucial. Your body is your temple, not some machine you can push to its limits without consequences. Pay attention to how you feel. Are you tired? Sore? Overwhelmed? It's okay to take a break, adjust your routine, or simply choose a gentler activity on those days. 2. Find your flow. Don't force yourself into activities that feel like torture. Experiment with different things: running, swimming, yoga, hiking, even dancing in your living room. The key is finding something you genuinely enjoy and that brings you joy. 3. Start small and build momentum. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Start with small, achievable goals, maybe a 15-minute walk every other day or a quick yoga session before bed. As you build consistency, gradually increase the intensity and duration. 4. Embrace variety. Just like a balanced diet is essential for overall health, variety in your exercise routine keeps things interesting and challenges different muscle groups. Don't be afraid to mix it up. Try a new class, explore a different trail, or simply switch up your usual workout playlist. 5. Make it social. Find a buddy who shares your fitness goals. Accountability can be incredibly powerful, and having someone to share the journey with makes exercise more fun and rewarding. Plus, there's nothing like a good post-workout hi-fi to boost your spirits. Alright, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Friday afternoon, and you've been glued to your desk all day, feeling the stress mounting. You know you should hit the gym, but the thought of battling through crowds and grueling workouts feels more like a punishment than a reward. But then you remember you have that awesome hiking trail just outside town. You pack some water, grab your trusted dog who's probably already bursting with energy, and head out for an invigorating trek. The fresh air fills your lungs, the sunlight warms your skin, and the rhythmic crunch of leaves beneath your feet soothes your mind. As you reach the summit, overlooking the stunning vista, you feel a sense of accomplishment wash over you, not just from conquering the trail, but also from choosing self-care over exhaustion. So there you have it, folks, 5 powerful takeaways to build a self-care plan that integrates physical activity and a real-life example to inspire you to get moving. Remember, this isn't about becoming some superhuman athlete, it's about nurturing your body, mind, and spirit so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Now go out there, take action, and reclaim your energy. Share this episode with your friends who need a little nudge, leave a review if you found value, and join the conversation on social media. I'm always eager to hear your stories and experiences. Until next time, keep training, keep growing, and never underestimate the power of movement.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.